Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Wow. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 95. Today is Saturday, November the 25th, 2017. I am your host, Stone. You're listening to a special non-live show, so it'll probably be a little bit shorter than normal, but we will be live again next week.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
So Pilgrim's Bounty is still running, and it will be running for up until Monday. So you are allowed to do bountiful tables. Yes, these do provide a buff, but you need the buff to be able to complete the quest. Once you have the quest turned in, you can right-click off that buff. You are allowed to get cosmetic items. You cannot wear them. Even though we said that you could before, we're moving away from that, so you can't wear these things now. You will not get flagged for an old tune, but you will potentially be flagged for new characters. You also can turn in tokens or something. I know that you can get battle pets. However, just because you get them on that tune doesn't mean that you're allowed to use them. Battle pets are not allowed. You can complete the dailies. However, some of the mats can't be up on the auction house because they are limited time use only, and the auction house won't let you put those up. So you'll have to find another way to get your mats. Basically, irons can't even complete some of these quests because you need to have the cooking skill. And pacifists can. However, some of the reagents require you to kill wild turkeys, which would then count as a kill. So you're kind of can't do that either. And bloodthirsty... Yet again, here we are with another event that you can't do because you're not allowed to do any quests. So we are still doing the World of Warcraft 13th anniversary. It's still going for another week or so, I believe, until November 30th. The lore quest is completely okay. It actually gives you twice the amount of normal XP that you would get from a regular quest. The quests that you can do to kill bosses, don't even bother trying because you will die. The other thing with this event is that people, I'm not really sure why they think it's okay, but it's not. The XP buff is not allowed. Okay? We've never allowed an XP buff. It doesn't matter what event it is. It's just not allowed. So for Iron Teams, as you guys already know, we are in the process of creating this. We do have rules online for folks to see where we are so far with our rules. One of the questions that we thought about last week was, do we allow healing throughout your group? Which I think we were okay with, but you know, if you had a warlock in your team, are you then allowed to use the warlock's health stones to heal yourself up, right? And I think where we're going to go with that is yes. If you have a warlock on your team currently, you are allowed to use his lock cookies. The same would go for class buffs. So if you have a pally right now, you would be able to use kings on everybody if you wanted. The one issue that's going to come up, though, is that if you have a warlock and your team is still before level 20, and then before level 20 you remove the warlock, you are no longer allowed to use warlock lock keys. So then that would mean that you will then be flagged. So your lock has to be on the team. Like now, if you remove it, you will get flagged. So that's going to be a thing. Basically, the reason why we want to allow you to use your team's class buffs and all that kind of stuff and things is because, you know, this is supposed to be a team effort. And the whole team gets boned when one person dies or one person gets flagged. So I kind of feel like not allowing the team to help each other out is not in the nature of teamwork, right? So, you know, we're trying to keep this as iron as we can, but, you know, we still want to make this a team thing. So I wanted to say that work is actually going fairly well on the back end of the site. We do have our SSLs in place, and we can actually log in through Battle.net just fine. I can look at all my tunes that I own. General thought on how it's going to work is that you will log in and you will import the characters that you want to the site. And while it gets imported, we will be checking to see if it's already broken rules. And if it has, the import will fail. If your character is good to go, then you will be able to create a team and send invites to other characters that have already been added or imported to the site. So there's a lot of people have to log in, people have to import back and forth, but it's really the only way that I can think of having it done properly so that things work well and I can make sure everybody's green flagged right from day one. The other thing is that you will be able to create your team, change its name as much as you want up until level 20. When you get to level 21, any character that hits level 21 that's on that team, the team will be locked and you can't change its name. You can't change any character that's part of it. If it was a two-man team, it's a two-man team now. We're not sure on adding, I can say that I don't think I would allow having a character be part of multiple teams. So what you would have to do is that you're going to have to re-roll a character or re-roll a new character and add and import them in and re-add them to a team. So you need to be sure that you guys are good to go by the time that the first character hits level 21. And I'm pretty sure, I think the last note that I have here is that we're pretty sure that it's going to be like an invite thing so that your team leader will send out invites to the character that they want. And my screen just went into screensaver mode. Yay. So you will log in, import your tune, and you will see right away. You won't see right away. You will then allow the team leader to send an invite to your newly imported character. You can accept or decline it. We're probably going to have to put in some stuff like ignoring, just in case people decide to want to spam the crap out of folks. You know, and we'll have to look at having people to be reported and all that. What we won't do is that we're not going to show that you're online. You're not going to be able to text. This is just like we want you to log in with your BNet account only because we can see a list of all the characters that you have and we know that you own them. And that's the safest way to do it. And I think that's pretty much it for now. We might have a little bit more. I'm hoping to get this done sooner than later because there's been a lot of buzz about Iron Teams. A lot of folks really want to run this and it's not just my own little group. It's like people I don't know. I've heard, I've seen tweets. I've seen people on Twitch and on Twitch and YouTube saying that they can't wait to go. And these are folks I've never heard of before. I'm like, okay, well, I guess we should get going. So this will be a thing sooner than later. I'm trying to push along with this as much as I can and as much as time permits. And I just wanted to give a very, very big thank you to Olmin Nia. He has basically, without him, we would not have the BNet log and stuff done anytime soon. I mean, I can work. I can figure things out pretty well on my own, but he already knows this stuff. So he was able to come in and say, okay, you just do it like this, boom, 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 done. So in a span of what would have taken me at least a month and a half, I think, took him about a week. And that was with him not even working on our site full time. So without him, we would not be where we are. So very, very big thank you to him. And he didn't even charge us anything. Just yay, because I'm a cheap... I still got to keep a clean tag. So yeah, so thank you very, very much. And I think that is it for Iron Teams for now.
And now, here is the state of the challengers.
Iron Man, Cell Milk, level 81. Jaguar, level 83. Too Thirsty, level 89. Assy, level 90. Tinyessa, level 95. Delissa, level 101. Neville Dietor, level 102. Neville Died Urge, level 102. Neville Died Pert, level 108. Simcore, New Iron, level 110. Wow, good job. Bloodthirsty, Etta, level 61. In Bloodthirsty. Five Mate, level 62. Soul Stoned, level 63. Soul Football, level 63. Soul Shot, level 66. Soul Shield, level 70. Five Twist, level 73. Hammer Bright, level 75. Body Boss, Bloody Buzz, level 84. Too Thirsty, level 89. Pathesis. Senithable, level 57. Paxon, level 58. Hurabesla, level 62. Sneaky Buzz, level 66. Fikrumnugan, level 73. Neville Die PC, level 98. Harry Up, level 86. Harry Hudy Hamster, level 100. Level 87. Shin Level Tips, level 100. For London, 110. New pack of fish. Wow, good job. Tin Man. G-Tat-L-V Pet, level 40. Iron Overlay, level 41. Litterus, level 43. Red Flag. Lushin, level 50. Axethin, then level 55. Mogang, level 58. Beko's, level 58. Dorgas, level 60. Emily, level 73. Ewan, level 82. Bye bye. Mamma mia.
So this week for Speed to 60, there were no changes to the top 10. There was a new number 11, but we generally don't report that stuff. Last week we reported that there was a new number 1. That character has been removed, and Fancy is still the number 1 character at 16 hours and something minutes. Sorry, I don't have it right in front of my face, but yeah, Fancy is still the number one speed to 60 challenger.
Azzy's pun. People who plug their computer keyboards into hi-fi systems aren't idiots. That would be stereotyping.
Thank you to everybody that supports us through Patreon and Twitch. So our $5 subs and thank yous, I still don't know what to call this, but whatever, is Azylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Broxamar, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Granagus, Illictr, Iron Man Path, Lissan, Milichicky, Never Died, Zaya, and Anonymous. You know exactly who you are, Anonymous. But if you actually want to donate and all that stuff and remain anonymous, you certainly are able to do so. I will for sure not say your name unless you're a certain person who wants to remain anonymous. All right. Thank you all so much for your help. And that's it for our quick show this week. It should be fairly quick. Our next show will actually be live on Saturday, December the 2nd at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, which is Sunday, December the 3rd, 10 a.m. Lita time, Lita, so don't forget, or 11 a.m. Melbourne time, so that's Australian Eastern Standard Time, and that's 1 a.m. Central European time. And we will be joined by our latest Pacifist Challenge champion, Fair. She hasn't been on for quite a while, and she's going to be on to share us with her weight stuff. Words are hard. Her journey, and I'm not going to edit that out. So tune in. We'll be back live next week. You can find the WoW Challenges website at wowchallenges.com, or you can contact the show by email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can find us on Twitter at Wow Challenges, or you can find us on Discord too. We have lots of help there. You can just plug in discord.wowchallenges.com into a web browser and it should open up your app and all that stuff. You can't use that in the Discord app itself because it won't know what the heck you're talking about. So plug that into a web browser. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/, you guessed it, Wow Challenges. And you can also check out live recordings of the show, and even this recording of the show will also be uploaded to youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That's a number one because reasons. And you can also, again, catch us live usually every week, every weekend on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, or 1 a.m. Central European Time on Sunday morning at twitch.tv/wowchallenges. You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stones, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, where we record live once a month. We have one, I think we're going to do one December 14th. 15th. It's on the Friday night at 10 p.m. The 14th or 15th or something like that. It's on the Friday night. You can also find Leeta on Twitter at L-E-E-T-A W-O-W. That's Leeta Wow. As well as Behind the Avatar, which I hear is making, she's going to be doing them again. Yay. And if you didn't want me to say that, oh well. I'm recording the show this week. So, and as well as she's my co-host with me on Adventures in Azeroth. So yeah. And so a big thank you to Mark Honan for creating our awesome intro. I love to hear it. It anyways, it's great. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Honan Wow, and he's also the co-host of the Torn Think Tank with Jules. So that's a show, and I hope it's not too crappy because we didn't do it live, so I had to record it in segments. So hopefully we'll be back to normal next week. See you all and level safely.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.